Simon Kufim Gimel Sifin Aleph. Basic Nesses or Levenim the Eight Simi Big Nesses Yashin Shusasa. A shul, or even the bricks and the wood from the old shul. Shusasa, they broke down the old shul. Yichoyim Liten the Matana. Let's see if I can give it to somebody as a Matana. Mishabur says this is talking about a case that you had the town council that gave the consent to this together with the city. Some say that you don't need the city's consent. If a kopana was made with an official decision, then you could give it as a matana, and the one who receives these wooden stones could do whatever he wants with it, because this is equivalent to the town council selling it. A gift is equivalent to sale. The reason why a matana is considered like a sale is because they wouldn't give a person a matana unless they had some benefit from it. Every matana is equivalent to a sale. They could also take these stones and switch them with other ones, because that's also a type of sale, a barter. And the mela, since this was done with the Shiva Toiva here, the town council, so the stones that originally had Kedusha lose their Kedusha. Also the mashkinon or laskiran or lashilan. You cannot use these stones as a mashkin for a loan, or to rent them or to lend them, because in such circumstances the kedusha remains. And since the kedusha remains, the person who borrowed it or rented it is not allowed to use it for his personal use. In that case, it doesn't need help. I feel like they shiva toivah yir. Why? Because the whole idea of shiva toivah yir is they could cause the kedusha to go off. But here they want the kedusha to remain and still let the other person use it. It doesn't help. Shadayin yishon b'kedushasim. In order for the Kedusha to be removed, they have to transfer it onto something else. V'davka, says the Rambo, v'derech shemaridim mikdushosim. All this is talking about when you bring it to a low level Kedusha. Aval mutar lahashil, feel sefer Torah likras bo, feel mishal rabim liyachid. But if you want to lend somebody sefer Torah and he's going to use it for the Kedusha sefer Torah to read from it, that's acceptable, even if the sefer Torah was originally in a big shul, and now it's going to, you're lending it to somebody who's going to put it into his private home. That's not considered being murdered from his kedusha.